The mood at Fort McCoy in southwestern Wisconsin is one of anticipation. Fort McCoy spokesperson Linda Fournier says troops are still training and waiting to be deployed. Many of the 8,000 soldiers at the fort have been at the military base near Sparta since January. Their jobs will be to support troops in Iraq and Homeland Security. Fournier says there's no indication when troops will move out. She says the situation is fluid and that could happen at any time. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.
May peace be everywhere in the country of Iraq.
This is Gil Halstead in Madison. A group of middle school students skipped school yesterday to attend a mid-morning peace rally on the UW-Madison campus. A dozen students stood in the fog and drizzle chanting for peace in all the countries of the world, including Iraq. 13-year-old Isabel Medina says she decided it was worth risking detention to speak out for peace.
We're out here and it's raining and it's cold and we're skipping school and probably going to get detention or something, but we're here because this matters to us.
This is Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire. Behind the scenes of peace vigils and protests, there's preparation underway to deal with potential incidents of war-related bioterrorism. Wisconsin hospitals, police, fire, and emergency medical service agencies receive $19 million to be ready if a large number of panic-stricken people need medical attention. Gretchen Sampson is head of a new nine-county public health consortium in northwest Wisconsin.
We're getting there. Truthfully, I don't think we're 100% prepared, but we're more prepared today than we were a year ago.
This is Mike Simonson in Superior. Wednesday night Lenten services at Lutheran churches here turned into prayers for peace, as well as for troops and civilians involved in the conflict. Families of the 106th Guard Unit in Ashland have a special American flag. All 53 members of the unit signed the flag before shipping out. The family support group is circulating the flag from church to church in the Shawamigan Bay area, asking each congregation to pray for the safe return of their soldiers. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.